Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day. For truly this is the day that you have made, Father God. And Father, we are choosing and declaring to rejoice in this glorious day that you have allowed us to be a part of. We give your name thanks and we give your name the honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare on this call on this morning that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and affirm in your matchless name that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, we declare also in your wonderful name that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father, we declare also in your wonderful name that our footsteps are already ordered by you, Father. Father, we declare in your name, in Jesus' name, that we are full of strength, we are full of power, because we are your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that favor and wisdom shall rest upon us, not just only rest upon us, but be in us, not just only be in us, but be around us, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare supernatural doors are opening up for us in this season in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare also that we can do all things, not some, not a little thing, but Father, in the name of Jesus, we are affirming that we can do all things through you. You and only you, Father. We declare and decree that the impossible is already being made possible for us. We decree and declare that all shall be well because, Father, you are leading us and you are guiding us. Father, we declare and affirm that the impossible is getting ready to take place in the lives of your people. Why? Because we are the possibility of your name and of your glory. Father, we declare and affirm that our finances and our health and our family and our relationship, they too are blessed by you, Father. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that you're turning our businesses, turning our affairs around, turning our relationships around, turning business matters around in the name of Jesus. And that which was meant for our evil and not for our good, Father, you're turning that too around for our good, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that no good thing will you withhold from us, Father, because we are declaring and standing and speaking your word. Father, we declare that there shall be breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, we declare the breakthroughs on the left side, the breakthroughs on the right side, breakthrough all around us. Why? Because we are your people and we are the sheep of your pastor. Therefore, Father, as we stand in this space of unity, Father, as we stand in this space and this place, we declare your name and we declare this space and this place holy unto the Lord. We declare, even as we stand in this space and speak your word and declare your word, we declare that this space shall also be a space of supernatural strength and miracles shall begin to show up in the name of Jesus. We declare as we stand in this space in the name of Jesus that all power shall be given unto us both in heaven and in earth, Father, because, Father, we are the walking, speaking of your word, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for healing. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the strength. We affirm all things are right because you are leading and guide us. Prophetess Nim, let's just open up this line as we stand in this space called power.
Sticky Amen. Father God, thank you for this time again that we can come together and agree in prayer, Lord God, and specifically as they prepare for prophecology, Lord God, make a way for safe travel for each person going to and from prophecology, and that your will be accomplished. We speak those miracles, Lord God, and breakthroughs and transformations, even in those that cannot attend as well, Father God. We thank you for your strength, for your wisdom, and insight, Lord, that you give and bring to us in this season of transformation and transition, Lord God. Help us to each one to embrace the changes and the shifts, Lord God, and allow you to work your will in and through us, Lord God. Thank you for opportunities, Lord God, that you're bringing to us as well. Open doors, Lord God. Thank you for favor and direction, Lord God. Thank you for increase and prosperity and provision that you have for each one of us and to accomplish your will in the earth, Lord God, your plan for good that you have for each one of us. Let your will be done, Lord God. Let there be testimonies of miracles and breakthroughs that will even astound those that hear, Lord God, that it will inspire. I pray that many hearts will be inspired during this time, Lord God, and season that you are bringing us through, Lord God. Encourage us and help us to keep our eyes lifted up to you, Lord God, and look not to the left or to the right. And, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for even the ones who are working and making themselves or working on going to prophecology, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for making them a way there, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for the process, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for great wisdom that you've given us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the season of gain, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for making us unstoppable, God. And we want to thank you, God, for greater blessings coming to us, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, God, for all the teaching and the moving ahead, the increase that you've given us through prophecology, oh God. And thank you, God, for the gathering of all the prophets and prophetesses and those who love you that's attending, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for even the season of preparing us, oh God, for the coming season of the great blessings, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your power and your word, oh God, because we know power and we're learning our word has power. And we thank you for that as well, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for also protecting us and our family and our children and our loved ones, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for letting us live like a king in the presence of our enemies, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping our enemy under our feet, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, because whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Even so, Lord, we give you glory and praise and worship and adoration, Father, because you are great and greatly to be praised. Your word declare, my God, shout unto the Lord. And Lord, as we shout unto you, we shout the victory in every area of our lives of your people. Thank you for your anointing that will rest up, Lord, on a mighty supernatural way, Father. Your Shekinah glory that will fill the house. My God, even the Lord, the session that will take place, my God, we thank you for your anointing and your wisdom you're pouring in, Father, on the Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, and every, Lord, invited guest that will come, Father. Lord, the revelation, my God, Lord, will be astounding to the light and the hearers of those, my God, that will be there, and even to those that are far off, my God. We thank you, Father, for the families that you cover with your blood, and your angels, my God, and a mighty assignment of protection, Father, encamping round about every home, Lord, even both far and near, my God. We thank you for traveling mercies, for being a return of refuge, and on each everlasting hearts. We thank you, Father, for listening ears, my God, ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, my God, to us, even as a body, even as a church, my God, even, Lord, globally. And we thank you for the healing that's already taken place, Father, that we as the people will stand whole, complete, and divine. And we give you all the glory and the praise because you know it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Father, you're moving miraculously, my God, the east, west, north, and south. Bring them in. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. I thank you, God, for this prayer line on this morning. Thank you for this new day that you have made, God. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength, God. And I thank you that we are coming boldly to your throne, the throne of grace, to receive mercy, to receive your wisdom, God, and we just thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness, God. Now I ask you, God, to look upon each and every one of us on the line on this morning, God, that you would bless each and every person. Bless them, God. Give them the desires of their hearts. And we thank you, God, for the upcoming conference, Prophecology. Lord, we know that challenges always come around the time when it's time for us to come together to serve you. But God, in your infinite wisdom, allow us to make it there, to overcome any obstacle. God, overcome any money obstacles, any travel arrangement obstacles, any clothing obstacles, any room obstacles. Just make the way plain and simple and sweet for us, God. And we ask you to bless the services in a mighty way and bless each and every speaker, each and every prophet, each and every pastor, evangelist, teacher, God, your apostles, all who will gather together under the roof, oh Lord, bless them in a mighty way. And God, thank you for just hearing our prayer and for making the way plain for us. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and the company of prophets, God. Look upon your golden seers, and Lord, bring them even to this place called there. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next prophet, prophet.
I lift my hands and I worship in your presence. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for making the way for your prophetic servants to make it to Prophet College. And Father God, we thank you as we anticipate the mighty move of your spirit as the miracles begin to rain down on us, Father God. We thank you for the harvest, Father God. We thank you for the windfall. We thank you for the protection and the security for those who are going through the airports, for those who are traveling by car, for those who may be traveling by train, Father God. We pray for their protection, and we pray, Father God, that those that cannot make it, Father God, that you let them know that they are not forgotten and that you sit with them and you continue to even manifest those miracles in their presence, Father God. We thank you for the word that shall come forth, Father God, and we ask that you allow our attention to not be divided, Father God, and just allow our eyes to stay on you. Allow us to be focused on you. Allow us to participate fully, Father God, and not do anything halfway. Father God, I ask that you just allow the space to open up for those who wish to be there and let them know that it is not too late as you see fit for them to make it there, Father God. We ask that you shift the schedules and make everything just work out the way that you have it to work out. We thank you, Father God, for the divine impartation, and we pray for the healing, and we pray, Father God, that the process just be simplified, Father God, and we thank you for all of the things that you're putting upon us, Lord God, and we thank you for your grace, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your supernatural, uncommon favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you now for this day, Father God. We thank you for an opportunity, Father God, to fellowship again, Father God, in prayer, Father God. We know that your word declares, Father God, that where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them, Father God. We thank you even now, O Lord, for being a way maker, Father God, and making a way out of no way, Father God, and blessing your people of God, Father God, even in their comings and in their goings, even as they make their way, Father God, even on to prophecology, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for safe travels, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for divine hedge of protection, Father God, over your people, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for miracles and working miracles, Father God, even in the favor and in the presence of your people, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up our leaders, Father God, lifting up each and every prophet, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up even the company of prophets, Father God. Thank you for healing, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our elders, touching even the children and the fledglings, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching even those that are coming in, walking into poem, Father God, and walking into the prophetic, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for globalizing the prophetic, Father God, and I want to thank you, Father God, for touching each and every speaker, Father God, each and every individual that's going to be contributing, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering them, Father God, as they walk in your will and in your way, Father God, in the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of communing with you. Father, we lift up every leader, every pastor, everyone associated with Zoe Ministries. We thank you, Lord God, for the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. And we pray for the poem members, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for deeper revelations. We thank you for intimacy with you through the Holy Spirit. And we thank you today that you've anointed us for a time as this. And we thank you that you're raising up younger prophets and prophetess to preach your word, to teach your word, O God, and speak the mind of God in this society, in this world, in the kingdoms of this world. Continue to raise up leaders that have your heart and your anointing and your power, Lord God. Demonstrate your mighty acts, your mighty powers, Lord God, in this prophecology. And Father, I pray for every person that will be in attendance, that you meet us there and demonstrate your power and your glory and your anointing. I pray today that everyone that comes, O God, would be enlightened, be lifted up, O God, and brought to a new level of devotion and intercession and commitment with you. And I pray for every partner and every lead. I pray for every marriage that is associated with this ministry. Father, that you keep us scandal-free, that you keep our hearts so attached to you, O God, that we continue to hear you and obey and fulfill the purpose of God for our lives. And I pray today, O God, for mighty move of God among young people. Continue to raise up, Lord God, young men and women with your heart, with your voice, with your anointing, with your power, God, to bring change in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth. Reign, Jesus, O God, in the earth, O God. O God, through us, that we would speak to the kingdom of this world, O God, and bring change and bring revelation and bring revival. I pray today that everyone that may be sick, O God, that's connected us, receive the healing power of Jesus, into their lives. We thank you today for restoration in our monies. We thank you today for wholeness in our relationships, O God. We thank you for totality, body, mind, and spirit. We praise you and we give you glory and honor for it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Father God, we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day. We thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, I thank you in advance for the safe travels of every prophet going to Prophecology 2017. Thank you for the continuation of the working of miracles, Lord. Thank you in advance for the unity. Thank you in advance for the agreement. Thank you in advance for the manifold blessings. Thank you for the lives that will be touched while the prophets are united and are there as one. Thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebonai Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name in prayer even now, Father God. We thank you for every life that's here on the line even now. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign in the homes of everyone even now, Father God. Bring peace to our hearts. Bring peace to our minds and our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing no weapon that's formed against us shall not prosper even now. Thank you, Father, for agape love even now. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Lead us and guide us in the direction that we may go even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Thank you for our tomorrow, and thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Father God, let a restful, peaceful sleep happen, Father God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come our way, Father God, and we continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father. I love you and thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And this is the day that you've made, Lord God, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord. Great is our peace, and nothing shall offend us. Father God, we just lift up the people of God on the line tonight, and every family, every home that's represented, Lord God, and we say, peace be still. We decree and declare divine order. And peace, Lord God, let your peace abide. Let your peace reign in our hearts and in our homes and in our families and in our relationships with others, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for every seeker, Lord God, that's transitioning and being inducted, those that are being hindered, Lord God. We take dominion over every hindrance, Lord God, and every upset and frustration that the enemy would try to bring to sabotage their efforts, Lord God. We pray free passage, Lord God, as they transition in, Lord God. Bring them in. Bring your people in, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray your grace and your traveling and your protection over the highways and the airways and the railways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just arrest every obstacle and every predator that would seek to injure and harm your people, God. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us as your royal priesthood and your holy nation and your peculiar people, Lord God. We want you to get the glory, God, as we empty out, God. Fill us again. Fill us the more with you, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up our archbishop and our pastor, Lord God. We speak strength and grace unto them, Lord God, as they're birthing out this next level, as they're birthing out, Lord God, this new thing that you're doing through us, Lord God, and for us, Lord God. And we strengthen their hands, God, in Jesus' name. And we stand against every wile of the enemy that would try to prevent, block, or knock, and frustrate, God. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you to say thank you on this call once again. Say thank you that we are gathering together in your name. To say thank you for the blood of Jesus that you have placed in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you, God, for this conference, that this will be a mighty conference, a conference that will change lives, uplift consciousness in this season, God. Father God, we know that all things work together, God. We know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the new leadership, the new communities and opportunities that you continue to birth forth, God. Father God, we ask that you have your way in each and every life, God. You get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, we say, great and mighty are you. Great and mighty are your dealings with your people. Great and mighty in the way you move and orchestrate your will in this earth. Father, we ask, who is liking unto our God? Who loves us more than we even loved ourselves? Who knew us before we even known our own self? No one, Lord, but you. And, Father, for that we give you praise. For that alone, Father, we bow down and we say thank you. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this day. We want to thank you, Lord, for perfecting those things that concern us. Father, we want to say thank you for allowing us to see another day. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us and bringing forth your benefits. We want to say, hey, yes, we want to thank you, Lord, for the blessing in advance, Father. Father, we give your name praise. And, Father, even on this call on this morning, we choose not to complain, but we choose to give your name praise. Father, now as we navigate through this day, Father, grant us wisdom, grant us strength, Father. Cause us to be wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. Father, we say, let your will be done as we move. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine safety and divine protection. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have already allowed the angels to begin to go before us to prepare and to keep us in the way of the Lord. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Father, we had 10,000 tongues. We could not praise you enough. But, Father, even on this morning, this perfect morning, Father, we just want to say thank you collectively for all the things that you have done, Father. Father, we will not complain. Oh, God, no, we won't. But, Father, we will give your name the praise. And, Father, we thank you, Lord. Let God arise, yeah, because you're rising in every situation. Let God arise, because, Father, you are moving and you're bringing order to things that need to be ordered. And, Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks now and forevermore, Father. Have your way and move in our life, Father. Father, I pray and I thank you, Lord, for every household that is represented on this call on this morning. Father, I say, Lord, grant them those things that they've been desiring, Lord. Prove yourself, show yourself mighty, even on their behalf, Father. Father, we thank you right now, because, Father, you said, let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. And, Father, we lay claim to every one of your promises. We say yay, we say yes, and we say amen to the promise that you have already promised and made unto your people. To you be honor, glory, and now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, it's another morning that we have come together in the unity of the spirit of oneness. And I just want to say thank you. And I just want to say I love each and every one of you for your faithfulness, for you taking a stand for prayer in times and days like these here. We need to hear from God in times and days like this. We need to lift our voice up like a trumpet and begin to declare the glorious works of the Lord. Not to complain, but to give God praise, because we know as saints and as Christians that when praises go up, the blessings come down.
So people of God, keep on keeping on. Thank you again. I just want to acknowledge you for that. I want to acknowledge my children. I want to acknowledge my brothers, my sisters for saying yes to the call, yes to prayer, because more is on their way. But someone has to take the stand. And I just want to acknowledge you on this morning, saying thank you for taking the stand and for being a yes, to being the first to say yes to prayer. Thank you, family. I love you all to life, and know that greatness is upon you, and know that more is already on its way. Amen. Prophet Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah Joy. We really appreciate you and all the things that you're doing. All right, people of God, we just have one, just a couple of announcements. One, we're getting ready to go into Prophecology this week, so you guys that are part of the Book of the Month Club should have been getting your notification already. Who is your roommate? Definitely you want to be there. Okay, also, just to let everyone know, we'll be back here at 9 a.m., with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, 9 a.m. So tell someone, let someone know to meet you back here on this conference call line at 9 a.m. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? All right, Prophet Joshua or Prophetess Jessica, are you in the background?
Yes and yes. We are here.
All right, not sure. Is tomorrow going to be Pop Life? Because I know tomorrow is Independence Day.
Well, the people of God can come and join us. There will be a recording on. We have no more live shows until Prophecology is finished. Prophetess Naomi.
All right, well, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so you heard it. You can still come and join. They will have a moderator on, but no more of the live call. But still, you know, invite someone onto the call and let them know to come on and join. All right, I'm going to say good night and God bless to you all and good morning as well. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Good night. Good morning.
Another 55. All right.
Love you, fam.